Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya and his cabinet ministers resigned January 26th as the Islamic militant group Hamas captured a large majority of seats in the first Palestinian elections in 10 years. The shocking move is sure to throw the Middle East peace process into turmoil. "This is the choice of the people. It should be respected," Kureya said. Hamas has said it does not want to govern alone and would prefer to bring Fatah into a coalition. Israel and the United States have said they would not deal with a Hamas-led government. A senior Fatah member, Saeb Erekat, blamed Israel's refusal to resume peace talks with a Fatah-led government for the party's poor showing. "Israel has declared us non-partners about 4 years ago, and they were not speaking to our elected president," he said. "Everybody was blaming Fatah for every mistake in the world. Everybody was tying our hands and our legs and throwing us into the sea. And now I think all these things, including our mistakes in Fatah, led to this result."